This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on the need for research and innovation in the agriculture sector. On the release of 109 new crop varieties at Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said these varieties are a tangible outcome of his focus on innovation in agriculture. During his interaction with the farmers, Mr. Modi noted that farmers are conscious of their responsibility towards Mother Earth and are voluntarily transitioning away from pesticides and will move towards organic farming. The Prime Minister suggested solutions for farmers to adopt new varieties. He also suggested using the new variety in a small section and use it after satisfactory results of their own experiment. The Prime Minister reiterated his commitment to working at triple speed in his third term. Union Textile Minister Giriraj Singh said various initiatives are being taken to increase domestic sale and export of handloom and handicrafts. After visiting Handloom Expo in New Delhi, the minister said now handloom artisans are being connected with National Institute of Fashion Technology to enable them to introduce new designs. Mr. Singh said, India has 90% share in overall handloom sector with more than 35 lakh families working in this sector. As a part of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, he distributed national flags to the artisans and appealed to everyone to participate in this initiative. The Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment organized a mass pledge-taking ceremony against drug abuse under Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, NMBA, across the country today. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar administered the oath in New Delhi. The theme of this year is Viksit Bharat Ka Mantra, Bharat Ho Nashe Se Swatantra. Addressing the gathering, the minister said that more than 11 crore people have become part of NMBA so far. He said more than 1 crore people from across the country participated in the event online today. In Bihar, 7 people lost their lives in a stampede at the Siddheshwar Nath Temple in Jahanabad district. 16 others were injured in the tragic incident. The injured have been admitted to Jahanabad Hospital. Jahanabad SP Arvind Pratap Singh said, stampede broke out following an altercation between local vendors and devotees over some issue last night. Our correspondent reports a large number of devotees had gathered at the temple to offer prayers in view of the fourth Monday of the holy month of Shravan. Monsoon remains active in Himachal Pradesh with intermittent rain continuing at various places affecting normal life. Due to the rain, the water levels in rivers and streams have increased and incidents of landslides are being reported in various areas. According to the State Disaster Management Authority, so far 4 national highways and 338 roads are blocked due to landslides in the state. The Meteorological Department has predicted flash floods in Chamba, Kinnaur, Mandi, Sirmaur and Shimla districts during the next 24 hours. In Rajasthan, at least 25 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents in the state during past 2 days. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has directed the in-charge secretaries to visit the districts to take stock of the affected areas. Mr. Sharma has directed to form joint teams of departments and speed up rescue and relief operations. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain in Jaipur, Dausa, Sawai Madhopur, Karoli and Tonk districts for today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in isolated places over West Madhya Pradesh and Rayalaseema today. The weather agency said isolated very heavy rainfall is likely over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Arunachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan for next 3 days. World Elephant Day is being observed today. The day aims to draw attention of the world to the plight of the species such as habitat loss, poaching of ivory and conflicts between humans and elephants, and to promote their conservation. The theme of the World Elephant Day this year is personifying prehistoric beauty, theological relevance and environmental importance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated commitment to provide everything possible to ensure elephants get a conducive habitat where they can thrive. In a social media post on World Elephant Day, Mr. Modi appreciated a wide range of community efforts being made to protect elephants. Mr. Modi hailed the rise in the number of elephant reserves in the last 10 years. Karnataka government has established 8 specialized elephant task forces across all major conflict zones to prevent human conflict. And that is the end of this news bulletin.